gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Buongiorno, bellissimos and bellissimas. Ah!
That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, I just got back from Italy. On vacation, I'm going to be speaking this irritating, pretentious Italian speak. For weeks and weeks.
That's not Italian speak. That's like stereotypical Mamma Mia.
I actually emailed a friend while I was gone. Buongiorno from Italy. Yeah, I'm that person.
Yes,
I'm that person. That, yeah. I'm not a friend anymore, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
It's a pretentious email.
So you were in Tuscany.
Yes! Ask me how it was.
How was Tuscany?
Magnifico, bello! All right, I've irritated myself.
Yeah.
Want to hear my pickup line for hot Italian girls?
What?
Ciao, bella! Didn't I see you on a runway in Milan? Yeah, that didn't work there either.
No.
Still a single loser. Didn't work there either.
You didn't meet any hot Italian chicks, did you?
No, I haven't. There's a twist to my story. Where's my Italian music?
Okay. Look, Italian chicks generally need no-no.
I didn't bring enough no-no hair removal systems. No, there's a twist to my story.
Oh, really?
Oh, I buried the lead. You'll see.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, I did. I went on a bike trip in Tuscany. Did I mention that it's hilly?
It's a little hilly.
You know, you're thinking you're just on, like, you know, cruiser and flip-flops on a bike trip tasting wine? No.
Confused says no.
No. I went with Backroads bike trip. Fabulous.
Great.
Went with my best friend, Wanda. 30 years, my best friend. We did the same.
You knew each other in college, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, did I just mention how very, very old I am? I think
kinda.
I did. Yeah. We did what we always did. We acted like 12-year-olds. We took immature pictures, which will at some point get on the website.
Did you go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa and you hold
no.
it? Okay.
No. No, for me, you know, they're dirty.
Oh.
Yeah, in front of the statue of David. I was like, make it look like I'm giving them a job.
Like nobody's thought of that before.
Then we're at the winery, and I'm, like, laying under the vat of wine under the spigot.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Did you do a Lucy and Ethel grape stomp?
No, we did not do that. We had an olive oil tasting, though.
Oh.
Where Wanda blurted out, this tastes like balls.
She would know. You really wouldn't.
Well, it's been almost since college, but I still remember. I'm like, you're right. A little bit. And then the first night I made, here's the biggest faux pas. Good food in Italy. Who knew?
Yeah.
Okay, don't ask for salad dressing. Didn't know that the first night.
Yeah, you asked for ranch dressing.
You get any of that creamy Italian? I'm from America. Where's my cheesy music?
Well,
thank you.
It ran out.
No, they only give you olive oil and vinegar.
Yes.
Don't ask for dressing.
Maybe a little salt and pepper.
I also, you know what else I asked?
What?
Did you see Eat, Pray, Love with Julia Roberts? Do you know where she ate that pizza? I don't care. I was just a dorky.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to know my best line? Okay, we were at a winery.
Yep.
In the private wine collection, whatever, and some woman said, how come there's more mold on the bottles from the 1980s than the 1950s? And I said, I blame Reagan. Trickle down and more. Bam! Nothing but comedy net. On vacation.
On vacation yet. The political humor.
Look, I wrote notes on my hotel stationery. I actually took stupid comedy notes in Italy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But anyway, yes, this is shocking news. The pizza in Italy.
Oh, my God.
Love and sex and magic.
Yeah.
I really was like that scene. Julia Roberts, remember when she's eating the pizza? Mm. I had a little pizza.
Oh, God.
Never saw it.
Little pizza orgasm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like,
right there.
There's something, I don't know what it is, crust, sauce, something.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So yeah, great trip, great people, it was a great group of people, there were like 18 people.
Wow.
Wanda and I were very nervous because she was saying, you don't know, it's hard for me to get past what do you do, because I'm like, you don't know what sort of affiliation politically or religiously. Like, Wanda had just been to a party where everyone there said, we just got back from a Glenn Beck cruise.
Yeah.
So if it had been that, or, this is the Focus on the Family group, then not have gone well for me for a week.
Sure.
They were 18. But 18 felt lovely. All great people. All pretty much from New York. Married couples, pretty much. In the finance, Wall Street, fat cats, as President Obama would say.
Were the, Republicans?
I don't. Oh. Listen, this is going to turn into a beautiful bipartisan love story. Right. You just stick with me, Skippy.
Okay.
Actually, I felt like a space alien at first. Oh, here is a first. In the week Anderson Cooper came out. What a shock. Anyway, but for the first time ever on a trip, because you don't know the group you're in.
Right.
I had lunch with the gals. And normally I'm missing the girl gene. I was always biking with the boys. I don't really. At one point, I was like, are you speaking a foreign language? Oh, you're speaking kid. Something, something, SATs, camp, bar mitzvah, something. I'm like, oh, you're speaking kid. You don't speak kid. Don't know.
No.
Anyway, one of the gals turned to me, lovely guy. She said, oh, I have the greatest guy for you. And I thought for a minute. Because I wasn't sure the makeup of the group.
She did not know that you didn't play with dolls as a child.
She might have sussed out that I was a little bit of a bike dyke at this point. As I'm up riding with the boys on my custom bike. But anyway, I just blurted out, I'm gay. And it was not like the almost famous plane scene where the plane was going down. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't at that moment like, oh my God, I just want everyone to know I'm... And then when it doesn't go down, you're like, oh,
yeah, boy, like, awkward.
No. Here's the great thing for, I think, civil rights. It was not just that I was like, I don't care if this makes people uncomfortable. It was her reaction. She just didn't skip a beat. She went, oh, well, then I have a great girl for you.
Well, then.
I was like, victory is ours in the civil rights battle. All right, so here's where the story takes a turn into sort of a beautiful bipartisan love story. I fell in love on my trip.
Really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You did not tell me about this.
Well, I said I buried the lead.
Yes.
It's a tease to keep you listening.
All right, I'm listening.
See what I did there?
Yes.
It's a producer trick.
You're a broadcast professional.
Yes, I am. All right, don't ruin it and make it dirty.
Right.
Thank God Jim had to take the day off because he has a voice job, because he would have made it even dirtier.
He's wearing ping pong balls again today.
Yes. Not... ping pong balls. It's a different thing. It's a voice job.
Yes. Well, yeah.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Motion capture job.
He took an extra day of vacation, which is fine. Because he would have taken my beautiful bipartisan love story and made it dirty. And then I won't be able to have nice things.
Hot lesbian action.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Let's see. Well, I fell in love with one. Well, two guys. Two guys. I was a little
slow. Guys?
Little
wait, guys?
I fell in love with two guys.
You really buried the lead.
From Goldman Sachs. Yes,
oh,
I did.
Dear.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
So. Did I mention Tuscany's hilly?
Yeah.
a little rolling hills, a little wine tasting. No, not really.
Computer says no.
First day, well, we rode like, 40, 50, 60 miles a day. How about that? First day, uphill, in 104-degree heat.
So they were having heat wave as well.
50 miles uphill. Yes. And I struck down a little bit.
All right.
A little bit of heat struck down a little bit. A little, woo, cartoon birds.
Pinwheels in your eyes. Yeah.
Slide whistle. Yeah. Because, I was being all macho.
Right.
I was just like, Anyway, Jeff, Goldman Sachs, my first Goldman Sachs boyfriend, he saved me. He was, stayed with me and helped me, and he was going to pour water on me, but I was like, no. Might mess the makeup.
No, he just wanted a
not
wet
the
T-shirt.
Face. Not the face.
He just, that's, he's a dude. Come on.
And then, he's married. Shh. And
that never stopped any dude I've known.
Then for the rest of the trip, he kept asking me, are you hydrating?
Oh.
And then I met Harvey.
Harvey?
Okay. Harvey from Goldman Sachs. Okay. He's 6'5", 250. Oh, he's a big cuddly bear of a man.
Uh-huh. But he's not a bear.
No.
Okay.
He's he called me Lefty the whole trip. I called him Wall Street or Gecko.
All right.
And Gordon Gekko, because every good romantic comedy has nicknames.
Right.
I called them Wall Street 1 and 2.
Okay.
And then I finally just called him Big Dog.
Huh.
Did
Big Dog like to hunt?
Big Dog was there with his smoking hot, really smart, funny girlfriend. That's not important
okay.
Now. You see how you make my beautiful story all dirty?
I gotta
That's
fill the
important.
Void that
Jim's
left.
I'm gay. He has a smoking hot girlfriend. That's not important now.
Okay.
Try to focus.
He was just trying to picture you with his hot, smoking hot girlfriend, and he could join in. That's what that was.
Listen to me very carefully. This is a beautiful bipartisan love story, how we transcended stereotypes, Wall Street bankers, gay people, liberals, and it's just a beautiful bipartisan love story now. So, and then at one point I was was wiping bike grease off his leg with a baby wipe. Again, since I don't speak kid, who knew how magic baby wipes are?
They are.
You can wipe virtually anything away with... Have they tried it on cancer? I don't know. Can it wipe anything away? I was leveling bike grease off his leg. And he said, oh, usually we make the Occupy folks do that. And Wall Street humor! I was like, that's a good one. And then by the end of the trip, Wanda said I was talking about him like my dog. Max, I was like, isn't he handsome and romantic and athletic? He became my bike coach. He taught me rhythm and timing and gearing and other stuff that sounds hot but isn't. But yeah, he was handsome and romantic and athletic. And then they were making a salad at one point, and I'm like, oh, no, he needs 3 scoops. He's a big dog.
Oh, boy.
Give him 3 scoops of protein.
They don't eat like that in Italy.
It was for lunch we did.
Okay.
Anyway, so I asked him to call in. I did. I asked him Matt Jeff to call in. So we can have a beautiful bipartisan. We can continue it by phone.
Maybe they could co-host.
Maybe
because Jim's not
yes.
here.
Yes. Maybe Harvey's watching right now in his office. Maybe he'll call.
Let it please be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him.
I emailed him both a picture of me bike riding near the Hollywood sign yesterday.
Yeah.
He wrote me back, don't ride with your iPod, it's dangerous.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Really?
Just kills
me. Really?
He thinks I'm a communist, but he does not want me to get hit by a car while I'm riding my bike. Now, that is love, ladies and gentlemen. It's love. All right.
Huh.
Oh, okay, so the real love, by this, I have to say?
Okay.
Was my bike. Okay. You know the scene where they open the garage in Ferris Bueller? Oh, I ordered a special bike. It was like a Ferrari. It was some, you know.
Right. Only
in many countries, I'm like married to that bike seat now. It was. Well, not in California. It's not legal yet.
No,
but
not yet.
In some countries.
New York, you could be.
Yeah. Oh, it was just...
Massachusetts,
no,
like Barney Frank.
That's true.
Yes.
Barney Frank got married last week, and I married my bike seat.
There you go.
In Italy.
Congratulations
Thank
to the both
you,
of you.
And congratulations to us all. All right. I'm so tired. I don't even know what day it is. You know what I was afraid? Because it was really hard, the biking. I was afraid my face was going to stick in that, like, Lance in Stage 7 face. Like, my mom would be right, and my face would just stick like that. But I survived it. I survived
Good
it.
Good for
I'm
you.
Back, and I'm not even sure if I'm talking gibberish. I'm so tired. I don't even know what time zone it is. I haven't slept in days.
Oh, what?
We were on a bus going to dinner one night, and we almost hit three wild boars came and ran right in front of the bus. I almost like had to be like Sandra Bullock in Speed and like grab the wheel. We didn't hit them, but it was terrifying.
Sounds like it.
All right.
Good Lord. I'm amazed you're here today.
Really? I know. And yet we have a full show as usual.
Yes, we do.
Oh, God. Oh, wait. What? Oh, I was going to tell you one last thing. Oh, I forgot about the, by the way, here's where I can bring my love music again.
All right.
Here's where I bring this to a beautiful bipartisan close. So remember I mentioned the movie Eat, Pray, Love?
Yes.
With Julia Roberts?
Yes.
Okay, when she goes to, I think it's Bali, it's whatever the pray section, I wasn't paying attention.
I haven't seen it. It's a chick
flick. But this woman and her daughter lose their whole house and they're living and, anyway, so she writes to a bunch of her wealthy friends back in the States and said, can you please help?
Right.
Harvey's the guy that gave the money. My fictional bike boyfriend is the guy that gave the money. His girlfriend is the friend of the woman that Julia Roberts plays in Eat, Pray, Love. So he's handsome, romantic, athletic,
and generous.
Very charitable. Yes. I love him.
A generous Republican? Really? When did that start?
I think he probably enjoyed this segment much more than his hot girlfriend. Anyway. Thank you. Oh, my God. All right. We have a show. Apparently, wow, that was big news. Mitt Romney flip-flopped on something last week? Wow. Really? A little muddled on the health care decision?
Yeah.
That's such a shock. All right. We're going to talk to Rude Pundit about that. Eric Bollert will co-host Right Wing World.
Yep.
By the way, guess what I want to talk to him about?
What?
Guess what's the only channel you can get in Italy?
Fox.
Fox News! I don't watch Fox News! Oh. I am traumatized by that and the wild boars. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, a freak show!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 25 minutes after the hour, back from vacation. Oh, Jackie Schechner on vacation this week.
Yes.
She just emailed me, the eaglet has landed in Miami. All right. Everybody, gentle, settle. The whole family will be back together next week.
Yep.
Jim is out on a voice today, and we'll all be, everything will be back to normal. Yeah.
Jackie
was a little excitable yesterday. She hadn't seen Mom in a week, and so I think she had two popsicles instead of one that we told her she could have after dinner. She's a little bit on a sugar buzz, a lot of information,
all right.
A lot of stuff this week.
You couldn't put her down to sleep.
Mom had been on a 13-hour flight. I was in full trouble, you know, metabolizing all of it. I'm like, okay, all right. See you in a week.
And I love how she chose to go to Miami where it's 137 degrees.
Awesome.
Yes.
But it's not hiking or biking uphill in Tuscany in 104. All right. Dave in Buffalo wants to talk about my new boyfriend, Harvey, my fictional bike boyfriend. Hi, Dave.
Hi. Good morning,
Mama.
Good
morning. Good morning.
I think that just to put a finish on this story, you should steal Harvey's girlfriend the same way that Wall Street stole my pension.
Oh, now. What you do there? Don't speak about my Harvey like that. Oh. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. We've got Rude Pundit coming up in just a couple of minutes. Oh, by the way, our underwear, or we're not underwear, basement. Aren't it the stairs in the basement?
Oh.
Promo makers, Kate and Audra in Minneapolis, hard at work. They made a Mama's Back song.
Yes, they did.
Steph's back in town. Did you hear that Stephanie's back in town? Yeah.
Stephanie's back in town. Stephanie's back in town.
Hooray.
Stephanie's back in town.
Mama's back. Mama's back.
Well,
one. We're down a move.
Guess who just got back today? Stephanie and the Mooks, hip hip hooray.
Yay.
They were off for a week, I took some Xanax and I'm okay. I lose my cool, but I held it together. Hope you all had a good time on holiday. Hope you're well rested and ready to play. And your bike trip to Italy was okay. Hope you drank lots of wine and drove those young girls crazy.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Back
I did.
In town, Mama's back in town, the Mooks are back in town.
Yay, yay. Thank you, kids. See, nobody, the people that we don't pay don't ever take a vacation.
No.
Kate and Audra on the job. Rocky Mountain Mike. Oh. We got some stuff from Rocky Mountain Mike.
Yeah.
One of them is burning up the blogosphere, I understand.
Yes, it is.
The interwebs, as they say. We'll get to that in just a bit. Carl in Cleveland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Carl.
Hi.
Hey.
I can't believe I finally made it on.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about this CEO, Bill Johnson, for Duke Energy and Progress Energy and stuff. He worked, like, apparently less than a day and earned, like, $44.4 million.
Mm.
And, like, that's $7.4 million.
You make that sound like that's unfair in some way.
You know, I mean, I could put in that much work and never have to work another day in my life and be able to find a cure for autism or whatever and still... my family would never have to lift a finger the rest of their lives.
Yep, yep.
And on top of that, $30,000 relocation expenses.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I was going to say, that was part of what I learned on the trip. That's why, you know, it can be mind-expanding. A lot of us, we get stuck in our talking points that we were talking about, that we only talk to people that agree with us. So
that's right.
It was really interesting because, you know, I understand how a lot of people on Wall Street don't want to be, you know, stereotyped for the bad actors that are there. Just like, you know, I don't want to be conflated with every... Let's just say some crazy liberals that maybe we don't agree with. Some of them. I'm not going to mention who.
All right.
You know who you are. 29 minutes after the hour, right back with Rude Pundit next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
These nonsensical ramblings have piqued my interest.
Please continue.
All right. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Back from vacation. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh, Mitt Romney, of course, was on a tour while I was touring.
Yes.
Italy. Uh-huh.
The Romney campaign bus, the Etch-A-Sketch Express.
For the magical Etch-A-Sketch tour. Step right this way, my friend.
Rolled out more DOP big guns today on his bus tour.
If we want to get rid of Obamacare, we're going to have to replace President Obama.
You got to disappear.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you guys.
For the nomination.
On my first day, I will act to repeal Obamacare.
The magic of underwear tourists taking your healthcare away.
Hi, how are you?
Waiting to take it away.
Good to see you guys.
Take it today.
Rocky Mountain Mike in the hizzy.
Yep.
All right. Oh, mittens, really. It's a mandate. It's a tax. It's a tax. Amanda, my mother, my sister. Hilarious. All right. Who better to talk about Mitt with than with Rude?
It's Lee Papa, the Rude Pundit. Pundit.
Good morning, Lee Papa.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller. Welcome back.
Buongiorno.
Oh, God.
All right.
Stop that right now.
What
All right.
is that? What kind of moon man language is that?
By the way, leave it to you to post a rude fun fact about Ernest Borgnine, who he's gracefully departed. He's shuffled off these mortal coils.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you remember there was a time when he was on Fox and Friends?
Yes.
And Steve Doocy asked what he owes his longevity to?
And he said masturbation, to which I say, it sounds like a program for all the elderly.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you, Ernest.
I mean, he lived to 95.
And he was doing...
Wank away.
Yeah, and he was doing voiceovers for SpongeBob SquarePants up until last year, so...
He's got a movie coming out. I was just on IMDb. He's got a movie coming out, yeah.
Wow.
I will always remember him.
Well, there's a little something for the kids.
I will always remember him as... actually, you know what? Seriously, there's a great movie from the 70s called Law and Disorder with him and Carol O'Connor as two regular guys that become volunteer cops. That's actually a dark, twisted little film from the 70s.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You know every weird fact from Borgnine-related fact.
I will always remember him from Airwolf.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Sure. All right.
And as Mr. Miyagi, right?
Yeah.
Miyagi. No. All right. Let's get on to your Mitt Romney post. No one says it better than you. And you say, and so it was the Mitt Romney, the blithering, doltish bourgeois... knob. That's a new word.
Sure.
Who is the presumptive Republican nominee for the most highliest, powerfulest power position in the entirety of the globular earth, held a quote-unquote news conference about the jobs report. You said, Romney said, we've looked now at almost 4 years of policies that have not gotten America working again. What he was really saying is those Republican bags of in the Senate have blocked just about everything President Obama has wanted to do to help the economy. It is true. You know, you can go down, whether it's the Jobs Act, one thing after another. That's exactly true.
Right, right. That's the thing is when everybody's accusing Obama of not doing anything for jobs, they leave out that little Congress part of the equation. And that needs to be emphasized every time. And it's funny because when people do bring it up, you'll see Republicans essentially roll their eyes. If the president does something unilaterally, they cry, he's trying to be a king, he's trying to cut out Congress, and ludicrous.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, I was on vacation too, obviously, last week while we coordinate vacations, Mitt and I.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I did not see this, but you said on a break from riding bitch with his wife driving the jet ski. I did not see that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was a big deal that was made.
Is that what the boys are calling it?
What else would you call it? He's there. His wife is driving the jet ski.
Yep.
I don't care if it's a man or woman in the front of the jet ski. If you're behind, you're riding bitch.
I got
That's
it.
Right.
I understand. Okay. And he took a break
it's
from
a
that.
It's a biker term, Steph.
I understand.
Okay.
You'd think my bike boyfriend would have taught me that. he said millions and millions of families are struggling and suffering because the president's policies have not worked for them, which translates to, no, seriously, anytime President Obama's wanted to do something to improve the job situation, Republicans, have taken the legislation and wiped their with it. and then handed it back to the White House saying, enjoy the stink of our stain. That is a colorful description, but is true.
Yeah, and that's the and then they would say that any legislation he proposed was just politics, you know.
Right.
Oh, the jobs bill, that's just playing politics. And then I love that, you know, then Romney says, I don't believe the president's presented any kind of plan for jobs. And it's like, no, he presented legislation for jobs that your party wouldn't even allow to be voted on.
And he helpfully called it the Jobs Act so they could, you know, not even have to read it but understand what it was about.
And I don't even know, was the Jobs Act an acronym, or was it actually just jobs?
You know what? They make everything an acronym now, so it probably stood for something.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things that you've read, and you do this so I don't have to, you said in a moment when he wasn't improvising poor haiku about the lemony taste of lemonade, Romney talks about his splendorific 59-point plan, job market stimulation, which you read, and it pretty much says undo everything done by Obama, put back in the Bush era policies that us over in the first place.
That's pretty much it for 87 pages.
Yes.
87 pages of, you know, here's something Obama did that on day one I will sign some executive order that overturns it. But if Obama does something with an executive order, then that's tyranny.
Yep. And then you say he went off to jet ski some more, which for some reason is totally not elitist like windsurfing.
No.
Even if you're a riding bitch, apparently.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Riding bitch on a jet ski is infinitely more manly than windsurfing.
I guess so.
By the way, having ridden bitch on a jet ski before.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing manly about it at all.
No,
you're just desperately clinging on, hoping you don't fly off, and if the person who's driving knows what they're doing.
You're just back there being a bitch.
You're weeping.
Okay,
yes.
Sure. I check the news like once a day, and even I caught this, that Representative Joe Walsh is a total head, which has always been true, but just gets more so by the day, doesn't it?
Oh, what a great man. What a great American, this guy. He really is everything that's wrong with American masculinity at this point.
As you say, he's attacking his Democratic opponent, Tammy Duckworth, a double amputee, multi-decorated war veteran. He's talking about John McCain. He basically went on and on, as you quote him, as saying, John McCain never did that. He never brought up his military. So what?
What?
What? Huh?
Yeah.
And then
I was just... And everybody, of course, jumped on what he said about Tammy Duckworth, which was awful, saying, mm-hmm. You know, she's true heroes. And he later went on to explain, she's a hero, but true heroes don't brag about their service, and like John McCain didn't, and that he had to be, essentially he had to be bamboo caged into talking about his service. And I thought, what John McCain is he talking about? Because the John McCain that I watched for years couldn't be shut up about it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all he talked about.
Yeah. Walsh said, our true heroes, it's the last thing in the world they talk about. And then, as you helpfully point out, Walsh is one of the most worthless pieces of GOP in a pile that goes up to the sky. And so that is saying a lot. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that Duckworth actually keeps pointing out, is in his time in Congress, Walsh has done almost nothing.
Right. And he still owes child support.
Yes.
And he still owes child support.
So there's that.
Although there was a settlement. I just don't know if he's paid the settlement
yet.
Okay. Oh, and just FYI, GTK, he did not serve, which I know is a shock to people. Did not serve.
Right.
In the service of Tammy Duckworth.
He is now, whenever anybody criticizes American men, they should use Joe Walsh as like the picture of it. He, deadbeat dad who never served in the military, who sits back in his conservative beliefs and criticizes the people that do just because they don't have the same political beliefs as him.
Yeah, and lost several limbs doing it. Yeah.
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 And what I do love, though, is that former Eagles Joe Walsh,
yes,
the real Joe Walsh,
the real Joe Walsh,
one, actually did a concert to support Tammy Duckworth.
That's right.
Yep.
And endorsed her.
That's, I know, it was awesome. Here was, by the way, I was saying to Chris, I was on vacation, so what a shock! Mitt Romney seemed to flip flop on something and make a stance of his even more confusing. Could he get more pathetic, I guess, is my question. So what happened? He came out, his advisor, right, Etch-a-Sketch, yep. Eric Fernstrom?
Fernstrom.
Yes. He came out and said, what, it's not a tax?
Right.
and then Romney came out and said, yes, it is a tax, the mandate.
In fact, Fernstrom said explicitly, no, we disagree with Roberts.
Yeah. I never thought I would say this, but Rick Santorum was right. He is the worst Republican in the country.
To be running against Obama at this point. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then Romney comes out and says, no, it is a tax, but his is not a tax. The Massachusetts one is not a tax.
Right.
Even though the state of Massachusetts website called it a tax penalty, it's not a tax because Roberts said that only the federal thing has to fall under the taxation authority in the Constitution. And I also look at this conversation and I go, okay, I know five justices upheld it, but didn't four of them uphold it based on the Commerce Clause and only one upheld it based on taxation?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't talk about the four that upheld it under the Commerce Clause.
No.
And they only partially joined Roberts in his majority opinion. So I don't know if that's the part that they joined him on.
Right. They came to the same conclusion, but in very, very different ways.
And by the way, there's no way the president lied.
Right.
Unless he got in the same DeLorean that he got in to go back and post the birth announcement in the white paper to go forward and know what the Supreme Court was going to rule it, right?
Right. No, it's just, you know what it was? It's just rhetorical wimpiness that the Democrats had at that moment. We want to get it passed. We all know it's a tax, wink, wink. But if we call it a tax, then Karl Rove will get riots in the streets going. And we don't want that again.
Yeah. Grover Norquist will, his panties will implode in a giant wad. I couldn't believe this story. Speaking of the giant pile that is the Republican House, they will vote this week to repeal the Affordable Care Act. This is this will be the 31st time the Republican House will have voted to repeal or defund all or part of the act. So it's not like they're not busy working for you, Rode.
No. And again, they're doing this, and meanwhile, they're about to come out and criticize President Obama for saying that he wants a one-year extension on the tax cuts for people making under $250,000.
Yep.
They're going to say that's just a political move.
Yeah.
But voting to repeal the Affordable Care Act, no, that's responsible use of your legislative powers.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Rudeness, great stuff as usual, and we will see you again next week.
All righty.
All right, there he goes.
Hooray.
The Rude Pundit. Mm-hmm. His rudeness. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, Eric Bowler from Media Matters coming up to co-host Right Wing World and much more as we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Paula Cole gone.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Who can say? 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Back from vacation. Jim Ward off on a voice job. Be back tomorrow. Mike in Kansas City. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, doing,
Mike.
Chris? And Chris, what are you doing on the break?
Oh, he went to Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Yeah, went to Vegas for a few
good.
Days.
I hope you lost wages, huh?
Yeah, yes. When I go to Vegas, I don't gamble a lot. I just go there to relax and out by the pool and got a massage and all that. So mm-hmm.
All right.
Good.
I'm taking my wife there soon. Anyway.
I'm not a gambler. I lost a quarter once on a slot machine, and I'm out. I'm out.
You sound like me, Steph. Anyway, so you rode in Tuscany.
Yes.
Have you ever been on the Amalfi Coast? That would be a hell of a ride.
I have not. No, I never seen Tuscany. It was gorgeous.
The
Amalfi Coast is very hilly, though.
Anyway, go on the Amalfi Coast, but take a motor coach.
Yeah, don't ride your bike on the Amalfi, because it's cliffs. Lots of cliffs.
No, I'm not. Yeah. And by the way, both of my Goldman Sachs boyfriends saved my life once. Jeff, when I was heat stroking out, and then once I was getting a little wobbly, and Harvey said, look out, because it was a car. I was like this, you know.
Right. Didn't you
train? The guy that owns the show that was trying to kill me for the life insurance money, he was this close to lucking out on that bike trip. Let me tell you what.
Didn't you train for this?
Yes, I did not train for 104 degrees, 50 miles a day, straight uphill. I did not train for that, no.
Okay, all right.
Whew, all right. Eric writes, Steph, you're a star on Twitter. I had not heard this. Steph, I'm working on a tool that scores positive buzz on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pleased to announce that you score higher than party, crunk, and sex. Rush Limbaugh, on the other hand, ranks slightly above dentist, herpes, and genocide. it's official because I use math, and he actually showed his work, as you do in school.
Wow. Huh? Okay.
By the way, Sexy Liberal Tour Director Roland tells us that we actually, Sexy Liberal Twitter, we're just a hair under 60,000 followers.
Holy crap.
Along with Stephanie Miller Show, we're at 92,000 social media followers.
That's right.
With a bullet toward 100,000, I think. We're on our way. Follow me, won't you?
That's right. SM Show.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of things on Twitter, Rocky Mountain Mike?
Yes.
He said, Steph, I think this one's going kind of viral. Rafalka Romney, the Romney's horse, has already put it out there. Why does that stupid horse have three many times as Twitter followers as me? Because that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give you the opportunity to air it first. Oh, this is awesome. And burning up the Twitterverse.
Oh, my little pony one, a pony one. Oh, just gonna crash it in tight, Rebecca. Oh, my little man is soft,
yeah.
My cat's right off. You cost me a pretty little dime, Rebecca. Never gonna stop. Giddy up, such a fine equine. I always giddy up and dressage it up. Of the horsey kind, 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 kind.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's
he did his own
awesome.
Foley, I think.
Yeah.
I think he got hooves from somewhere, but then I think he did his own. I think that was Mike. I'm pretty sure.
No, he's good.
Nicely
at it.
Done. Nicely done.
You should be a Foley artist.
What else can you do with those lips? All right. Vivian in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hi, Viv.
Hi, how are you doing,
good,
Stephanie?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I was just calling in just to kind of give a little bit of perspective about people talking about the penalty that they're going to pay with the taxes. And, you know, it's like everybody's acting like we're fairly taxed in this country as it is. But as we all know, if you're married or not married, you're taxed differently. If you own a home, you're taxed less than a person that doesn't own a home. If you have an offshore account, you're taxed less than people who don't have offshore accounts. I mean, we know that the taxes in and of itself is not fair, even when we look at simple things like daycare. If you have kids in daycare,
that's
you get tax break. If you don't, you don't. So when people start talking about that being unfair, it really is an unrealistic argument. But if you want to know something that's really going to be difficult, the uninsured get sick and go to the hospital. You want to talk about a tax? As you know, the first year tax is going to be $95, but you go to the hospital and get sick and see what your bill is like. And unlike the tax code, it's
right, and Vivian, that's what the president has said. I mean, that's really all this is about. So we don't have to live in a country anymore where how many people are going bankrupt every day in this country from getting sick?
Right.
Right?
That's right, absolutely. And if you look at it in terms of hospitals, now like the tax code, you can't go after people on that. You can't put a lien on their house. You can't take them to court. You can't garnish their tax.
Vivian, listen to this. I don't know if you've heard this latest thing. This just came out. The Romneys have an IRA. I don't know if you have one. I have one, the individual retirement account. It's valued at upwards of $100 million. So that raises two key questions. How, despite a $6,000 legal limit on annual contributions, did it grow to over $100 million? And did he avoid paying any U.S. taxes on its enormous returns? He won't ever answer these questions, Vivian. I mean, that's the problem.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. He doesn't answer any of these questions. And several people have pointed out the fact that you would think, since he knew he was going to be running for president 10 years ago, that he would have cleaned up all these things that people would have questioned. But that shows you true arrogance, that you're going to still have all these offshore accounts, you're still going to have these accounts with questionable amounts of money in them, and you're still going to run for president, and no one's going to question.
Yeah, and say you believe in America, and yet your money's invested in Switzerland and the Cayman Islands. And
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Vivian, thank you, honey.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Vivian Ross. In a really, what I thought was incredibly pathetic campaign thus far, this was like really the greatest, this whole flip-flopping back and forth. Within the course of just several days that I was gone, the president talking about the health care.
When you hear all these folks saying, oh, no, there's a tax, there's a burden on middle-class families, let me tell you. We know because the guy I'm running against tried this in Massachusetts, and it's working just fine, even though now he denies it.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yep.
I just loved even the coverage of it. Amid criticism, Romney's campaign is muddled and clumsy, you think? Well, the messaging shifts could also cement Romney's image as a flip-flopper, political experts say.
What do you mean,
cement? Oh, you need to be a political expert to suss that out. Really? People might begin to believe he's a flip-flopper. You don't say. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, Eric Vollert from Media Matters with some great stuff this week to co-host Right Wing World as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Show 6 minutes after the hour, back from vacation and still having the same fight with Siri, my personal assistant.
Oh God, what'd she do now?
Siri sucks.
So I never have a problem with her. Maybe
every
it's
morning
you.
I call Roland,
yeah,
our Sexy Liberal tour director.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, LA is selling out quickly. I would hurry. July 28th. Hurry.
Hurry.
SexyLiberal.com. SexyLiberal on Facebook. So I enunciate for a living. This is what I do. I am a broadcast professional.
You are.
So I will say something like I do every morning, Siri, call Roland Scahill home. And then she will say, I don't even, she'll go, I don't know what you mean by Karl Argen Lugenfarg. I'm like, do you want me to check for businesses by that name?
One of these days she's going to call someone in Sweden because they're going to have
to. I very clearly said Roland's. And then I just say, call Roland. And then she goes, calling Roland. I'm like, oh, you bitch. You know what I meant all the time. You know exactly what I meant. Just do it. Okay. I just threw Siri across the room.
Why don't you just hit, his number on the...
Because it's a whole thing. You got to do the password, unlock your phone, and I...
Whatever.
You're driving and whatever, Siri.
Oh, my
Siri's
God.
Trying to kill me. All right. let's get on with Right Wing World, shall we? Eric Vollert from Media Matters for America, doing the Lord's work as usual.
Eric Vollert.
Come on, baby.
Eric Vollert.
Let's dive into the right-wing world.
I don't know what that means.
Eric Vollert from Media Matters, whom we love.
Vollert.
Good morning, Eric Vollert.
Good morning.
You'll be happy to know that what do I do when I'm on vacation? I still think of you. I think of you. And let me tell you why. Because the only channel, the American news channel you can get in Italy is Fox News.
Fox News.
Oh, nice.
Like,
they must think we're insane.
Yes.
I think that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of you because here I am. Literally, my friend and I are like watching it like it's a comedy show because I've never had to watch it that long.
Okay.
I was like, oh, my God. But they had my best friend I was with is a psychologist, and they had on our favorite, you know who I'm talking about, Dr. Keith Ablo.
Oh,
and she was horrified. He was apparently saying that the entire country, Eric, we're very angry about health care and we're... I don't know, and she's like, what? That's malpractice. What? He's not a real doctor. Yeah, incredible. One of my favorite tweets of yours this week, kind of funny watching right-wingers come to the realization they're nominating John McCain again.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, Romney has just really hit the brick wall after the Supreme Court ruling. And it's funny. I mean, he raises $106 million in the month of June.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He, in the same month, he manages to drive his campaign into the ditch. And so, right, the right-wing crazies thought Romney was one of them because he was heckling David Axelrod. And he was sending his bus off to honk at events and doing all these juvenile things that they love and they think
all these Cranbrookie type of things. Yeah.
Yeah. But it turns out he's not. And you know, he sort of flip-flopped on the health care. He didn't have a response to the immigration case. And Obama, you know, had a great month if you look at June, if you look at the polls and things like that. So now basically they're saying, you know, why can't you be crazy like us? I thought you were going to be our crazy right-wing candidate. And the Romney campaign is sort of like, that's not really how you win an election. So, yeah, everyone unloaded on last week, Fox and Bill Kristol and Wall Street Journal. called Rupert Murdoch. So, I mean, if you're the Democrats, you know, you just sort of step back and sort of watch and let them go at it and realize the conservative movement in America is a media one. The media is driving the political agenda, and it's almost impossible, I think, to win a national campaign when you have media outlets trying to dictate how a political party is supposed to function.
Well, and by the way, I'm going to say my favorite Romney surrogate for a healthcare decision hyperbole would be Ted Nugent. Did you see what he said? I'm beginning to wonder if it would have been best if the South had won the Civil War.
Yeah, wow. I think Ted Nugent has been thinking that for about 30 years. I don't think it's a new thought for Ted Nugent.
Right.
But, yeah, you know.
Right, but Romney actively went after his endorsement, and yet he doesn't have to answer, I guess, for any of this.
He courted that endorsement, hasn't tried to distance himself from any of it. And that, again, that was supposed to be the tough new Romney. You know, he wasn't going to fall into that McCain trap where he apologized for the crazy right-wing people who said things on his behalf. He wasn't going to distance himself from the radical right. And so, again, you know, for a while there, and remember, Romney had a two-hour meeting with these crazy right-wing bloggers, and he said, you know, we're going to work together. So they thought he was one of them, but it turns out he's not. He turns out he's actually a Republican trying to win a national election, and they're kind of freaking out over that.
Yeah, Nugent called Chief Justice John Roberts a turncoat, and that was his traitor vote. Uphold health care. I mean, it's just there is no hyperbole too over the top, right?
No, absolutely not. And the Supreme Court ruling it was a defining moment for this movement, and the fact that it was misreported. So, you know, the Tea Party folks thought they had their big win. They haven't recovered from that. They're not going to. Rick Santorum told Republicans there's one candidate in this race who cannot challenge Obama on health care, and it's Mitt Romney, and this is the guy that they have.
You know,
and he can't talk about it. He doesn't want to talk about it, so they're all kind of in trouble.
Oh, my God. You know who, can I just say, who I would least like to be right now is Mrs. Santorum, because how many times has she had here? I told you, see? I said that. I told you. All right, honey. Yes. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world and get some more, shall we? Here we go. Monica Crowley in for Hannity on affordable care.
He seems awfully adamant and defiant about Obamacare, Obama tax, which is what we are now calling this law, which is interesting given the fact that a big majority of the American people hate this thing and want it repealed.
What?
Based on what polling is that?
Look, I mean, it's true. I mean, remember when Bill Clinton, when the health care passed, Bill Clinton said, you know, in 2 years it's going to be much better like because people will understand what it is. That has not happened, and there's no way around it. I mean, the polling has been very soft because, frankly, also the polling shows most people don't understand what's in the bill, and the right-wing noise machine has done its usual a very good job at demonizing anything that Democrats are for. But this idea that everyone wants it repealed, if you look at the polling, what's the specifics, the mandate, people keeping 20-year-olds on the parents' health care plan, things like that, pre-existing conditions. I mean, it tests through the roof.
No, I mean, you're right, Eric. They like everything in it. It would be almost like, you know, they convinced America that hamburgers are bad, and people are like, we hate hamburgers, and then it's like, well, what's in it? Well, do you like
steak?
Yes.
But our favorite
do you like buns? Yes, we do. Oh, all right. I didn't know that's what it was.
But again, this is why they're so freaked out, because the Supreme Court was going to legitimize everything they said about health care, why it's so awful. Everyone hates it, and victory. And Judge Roberts, you know, snatched that victory from their jaws. And they're still
that's socialist,
really.
John Roberts. Yeah. All right, Mark Levin on Neil Cavuto.
The Constitution, Neil, is the difference between a civilized society that preserves individual sovereignty and tyranny, the rule by iron-fisted masterminds. And when we have a Chief Justice of the United States who abandons principle and, frankly, abandons the Constitution and rewrites it as if he's a one-man constitutional convention, that's tyranny. It's flat-out tyranny.
Oh. There we go.
Wow!
Oh, Judge Roberts, we hardly knew you, right? I mean, it's just like...
It's a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, where was he during after Gore versus or Bush versus Gore ruling?
Yeah, the right wing piranhas picked him to the bone last week.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, but this is typical. This is the right wing outrage machine. You know, you don't disagree, you don't push back legally. You know, you go straight to tyranny.
Yeah.
Just like there was that Republican governor last week who talked about the IRS Gestapo. You know, there's no middle ground. There's no common sense.
Right.
It's just
tyranny.
Disagree, therefore pick the craziest analogy we can think of, and we'll use it.
It's tyranny monopoly. Do not pass go. Go straight to tyranny. Kimberly Guilfoyle on Hannity.
They just wanted to get it passed, so this looks like he was able to accomplish something. He's not even listening or responding to the will of the people. He doesn't seem to care at all that, in fact, it is going to be a tax. The high court said it's a tax and that it's going to be a tremendous tax burden on middle class of America.
No, that's false.
In the beginning, I wasn't sure if she was talking about Roberts or Obama.
Yeah.
Now they're sort of interchangeable. You know, the demonization is in full swing. And so you could all the rhetoric we hear about Democrats and Obama, it now kind of applies to Judge Roberts, you know, the Republican Chief Justice, because that's how they work. Once you are off their team, boy, you are really,
we got to have Orly Tatespeck in and see if she thinks he was born in Kenya.
I know, right?
Charles Payne on Fox News.
The only way I would say that we can really get some traction before November is if polls start to suggest that Mitt Romney is going to win this.
No,
if you think back to 2010, when it was pretty clear that the Republicans were going to take a big chunk out of Congress, the stock market enjoyed a real nice summer rally. If we don't get something like that, I think we'll be drifting here in a very narrow range, and just hopefully we don't fall off the edge.
Mm. Wow. Well, that was a whole lot of guesswork there, wasn't it?
So the stock market was going to rally if Romney went up in the polls.
Right.
Oh, boy, yeah. Well, off the edge, I mean, if last time I checked, you know, the stock market under Obama has gone from about 6,500 to 12,000.
Absolutely.
So I'm pretty sure we're not, you know, in any danger of going off the edge.
Eric, I was on this bike trip I was telling you last week with a couple of guys from Wall Street, and you know what I found out is the big bipartisan equalizer is a giant hill. Because he was giving me his claptrap, like, well, you know, the president has what he wants, and no one makes over $250,000 a year, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, do you really think that? Do you really think the president doesn't want anyone to make a... And he's like, you know what, there's a hill coming up, I'm out, never mind. All right, Eric, stay in the sidecar, because Sarah Palin, I'll warn you, she can get cotton for your ears coming up. And also, guess who else ended up in Right Wing World last week?
Who?
Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
What?
We'll talk to Eric about that as we continue 17 minutes after. Yes, you didn't hear about this? All right, 17 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, a freak show!
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Eric Bollard on saxophone. 22 minutes after the hour, Eric Bollard from Media Matters rejoins us. All right, yeah, I'll tell you how I ended up in Right Wing World in just a moment, Eric. In the meantime, this was my favorite tweet of yours this week. Sarah Palin on Hannity. All right.
Nancy Pelosi is a dingbat, and she is the perfect spokesperson for this whole agenda of the far left running the Democrat Party. I know a lot of Democrats who are absolutely embarrassed and disgusted with what her and Harry Reid's leadership has provided the Democrat Party, and you know they want a bailout of the Democrat Party because of specifically the things that she says, the things that she does, what it is that she represents. But she's a perfect spokesperson for President Obama's Democrat Party.
Oh, she certainly couldn't have the gravitas you have. Eric, as you say, the state of right-wing debate, Sarah Palin channeling Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
We should call our friend Rob Reiner. I'm tired.
You're thinking Michael Stivic.
Yes. Ask him what he thinks about this. Let's ask Meathead what he thinks about Nancy Pelosi being a dingbat.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what it is, Eric. Right? It's just name calling.
Oh, yeah. And her her description then was kind of comical, right? I mean, sort of an yet another word salad from Sarah Palin. She doesn't even have a substantial criticism or anything like that, just sort of name-calling. And thankfully, 3-4 years on, I mean, fewer and fewer people are paying any attention to her.
That's right-wing world for you, right? The pineapple upside-down cake where Sarah Palin is, a serious elder stateswoman. Nancy Pelosi's a dingbat. Okay.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right. Rush Limbaugh.
When women got the right to vote, when it all went downhill.
Yep.
Because that's when votes started being cast with emotion and maternal instincts.
Yeah, because you know how chicks get.
That'll help with the war on women, won't it, Eric?
All right. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes he is joking, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, that is pretty much how he sees the women voters in this day and age, I think.
Eric, so Chris LaVoy's Stephanie Miller Google alert went crazy last week.
Google News
I'm on vacation, and I'm like, what? How did I end up in right-wing world? I heard about this from a bunch of, I don't know if you heard about this, Eric, but Tara from Florida wrote me, among other people, and said about the other Stephanie Miller who hugged Obama. Hi, Steph. I'm writing to you on behalf of the woman named Stephanie Miller who recently hugged President Obama during one of his trips to Ohio. I'm sure you're aware of the story, how she hugged the president and broke down crying when she told the story of her sister dying.
Oh, right.
Unfortunately, the right wing has been skewering her and spreading falsehoods about her and conflating her with you. Which I've contacted her on Facebook and lent her my support. She's a very sweet woman. She was even worried about you, that you were taking heat on her behalf.
Oh my God.
I just wondered if you might consider talking to her, having her on the show to get her side out. I don't know how receptive she'll be, since she's really shell-shocked from this event. After all, her sister's death, and then she's... in this once-in-a-lifetime experience of meeting the president has been completely hijacked by these vicious idiots. And I was astonished. I mean, because she happens to have the same name as I do.
Right, so, and therefore, it's this big conspiracy. What would it matter, even if it was you? I mean, they've done this to so many innocent people who just sort of come in contact with Obama. They want to tell, and her sin was putting a public face on health care reform.
Right.
That is what the right wing, that's what the town hall mobs were about years ago, not to have a discussion about what every family in America understands, which is health care costs are completely unmanageable. And it has produced tragedy after tragedy and bankruptcy after bankruptcy. But that is what they fear and don't want anyone to talk about in a human way. So this poor woman, talks about what so many families have had to deal with. And, right, so the right-wing crazies go after her and go after you and turn it into some bout of idiocy.
Right, and I have to do with this what exactly?
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, I mean, it really, like, you just think, wow, somebody is literally having a human moment crying about their sister dying of cancer, and that's an opportunity to bash someone, a liberal, that happens to have the same name?
Right,
I mean,
because they don't
incredible.
Do 30 seconds of reporting because they don't know how.
Yeah, exactly. Eric, I missed you. I missed you more than air. I can't breathe without you. See you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
I don't think he knows what to do with you when you say things like that.
And
you fluster him.
I'm a little googly over him. Jonathan in Pennsylvania, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, John.
Yes, I thought the ACLU was supposed to keep voter fraud shenanigans from happening right here in Pennsylvania.
What are you talking about in particular in Pennsylvania, John?
Those, the attempt to...
Voter ID law?
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They're trying to put in a voter ID law where you have to show ID at the polling places.
Then that's not the only. But believe me, the ACLU is busy. Did you hear about this story in Arizona? Somebody was quoted as being from the ACLU in Arizona, and they said, "Imagine how busy they are."
Yeah.
Border security. The guy used to be governor.
Governor. I think he's like 92 years
yes.
old now. Yeah.
And they detained him at the border, because he's Hispanic.
Yeah.
And, you know. So it looks like the show me your papers thing, that's going very well. When I find it, we'll do the details of that.
And he's a big landowner in southern Arizona. I mean, he's
been an ambassador to several countries.
Yeah, El Salvador.
In 100-degree heat in the sun. Anyway, yeah. Bruce in Maine, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about our stupid Tea Party Governor Paul LePage up here in Maine, and he just came out on Saturday on his radio show and said, that the Supreme Court decision has made America less free.
Sure.
And then he said, we the people have been told there's no choice. You must buy health insurance or pay the new Gestapo.
Right.
So there's your Nazi
So freedom,
reference.
Yeah, freedom to them, Bruce, means freedom to go back to dying of pre-existing conditions because you can't, you know.
Whatever.
Get health care. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. And that was, I missed that the Gestapo reference while it was gone.
So
it's
many
exactly
things.
Like Hitler. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Yeah. There. By the way, I missed some more hyperbole. We'll cover all of that as we continue.
Oh, 20... and Billy in Texas is on hold. He has a few things to say about health care.
Cue his jingle up.
Yep.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a smoking little pistol, isn't she?
That is the Stephanie Miller Show. Although, my rack looks good in the shirt, doesn't it? Because I ate so much pasta and pizza in Italy that, check that out, it all went to my boobuses.
Wow. What happened there?
Woo! 34 minutes after the 1-800-STEPH-1. Who knew? 1-800-STEPH-1 to the phone
you're
number.
You're all bumpy.
Huh? All right. Hey, look, Billy's here. Aw, missed him. Yeah.
Billy's hanging around in that Texas town with a phone call from the rain. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Just let him go if you want to know how his talking points are strange.
Yeah.
How does he come up with his stuff? How does he?
How? Good morning, Billy.
Good morning. You guys are awesome. That's an awesome song.
Isn't it awesome?
But, you know, I wonder.
You know why it's fun? Because you get to go, right?
Sure, yeah.
There you go, Billy. Yeah.
Look, I wonder if it's even possible to have an honest give-and-take conversation with you people, because you're never really interested in doing that.
Oh, what happened to the love? What happened to our magical, bipartisan, post-jingle glow?
It's not that I don't love you.
Oh, right back at you, Billy.
Y'all been talking about Justice Roberts this morning.
Okay.
Please let me make
socialist.
This point.
That Kenyan...
Justice Roberts helped uphold the Obama health care mandate because he said it was a tax, and the federal government has the right
and
has
the four other justices upheld it under the Commerce Clause. So, what's your point?
Who upheld it under the Commerce Clause?
The other four justices.
Yes.
Well, but that's not what Justice Roberts that everybody's talking about said it was upheld for.
Mm-hmm.
The Commerce Clause, you know, the liberals want to use the Commerce Clause to do everything in the world, you know,
Well, you're just not happy. And may I just say that I don't think either you or I have the legal brain power to really understand this decision except at the very basic level.
Well,
and
that's exactly, I agree with that. So
I mean, you know who I talked to? Alan Grayson recently, who has three fancy Harvard degrees, a bunch of law degrees, and he said in his opinion Justice Roberts seemed confused himself.
Give me
30
minutes with Grayson, I'll make him look like a baby.
Oh,
Billy,
I would pay cash money to see that.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Goodbye, Billy. All right. You know what? I've had very little sleep. I've got a short fuse for Billy this morning. All right, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Bobby in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead. I'm sleepy.
Welcome back. We missed you.
Ah, missed you too.
Thanks. I wanted to comment on the Affordable Care Act and an experience I had this weekend. I was diagnosed HIV positive in July of 87 and converted to an AIDS diagnosis in 93.
Wow.
And I was lucky enough for many years to maintain my private health insurance. And then under our lovely previous administration and a hidden legislation in the Part D stuff for Medicare was not able to do COBRA and continue on. So everything went over to full Medi-Medi. That's all fine and dandy. But I've spent the last year and a half trying to get dental care and stuff. And all the things that we've learned in recent times about the importance of oral hygiene and stuff with the whole medical thing. It just never ceases to amaze me that nobody, no insurance company, no legislation, no nothing, jumps on board to include that.
Well,
they set up, we were blessed this weekend with a Buddhist group that set up a free clinic for the very first time here in Palmdale. And I am so grateful to them that I was finally able to get some of the basic dental work done that I needed to do.
Well, Bobby, it's funny, as I listen to you, I mean, I think that's the main thing that I'm happy about the Affordable Care Act is we're not going back. I was listening to what time frame you said you got AIDS, because I don't know if you've heard me mention, but my high school boyfriend died of AIDS, and he got early 80s, and as you know, there was that time period, it was a death sentence.
Yeah.
And, and like you say, you don't want to go back to having a death sentence, not because we don't have the cocktail and all of the, progress in healthcare, but that you can't get healthcare, that you can't get, again, here we go, pre-existing conditions, dental stuff that is, so anyway, I totally take your point. All right, honey, thank you. Let's go to, where is he? Virginia.
What?
No way.
Really?
Virginia.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I don't know. I was born in Texas, but I can read. I didn't make that up.
Virginia Louise.
It's not my fault. Listen, in Texas they are trying to kill courses for critical thinking, which is part of the big anti-science thing. And my personal theory is that the extreme edge of the right wing is hoping for the apocalypse, and all of these climate changes seem to point in that direction, so they're really pleased about it.
Virginia, did you hear this story? Chris, you heard this. Remember this 13-year-old that, lit CPAC on fire when he gave this, little mini Limbaugh speech? Well, he's, of course, recanted everything. He's, I was 13. Now that I've read a book or two, I've thought about things. So he was like this rising star.
He's been exposed to, obviously, the liberal side of education. Obviously, we have to restrict it some more.
No,
well,
Virginia,
that's what they're saying in Texas. That's exactly what they're saying in Texas.
But, Virginia, he also made the point that better than I've been making it about the need for progressive infrastructure, because he said, I live in Georgia. All they have is Rush Limbaugh and all these other right-wing hosts.
Oh, I know.
He's
my
never heard anything else.
My mother watches Fox TV, and she has her facts backwards. There's no telling her about it either. But the problem is with this global warming thing. The evidence is there, but if everybody starts to believe it, then the right wing has to look at all their anti-ecological legislation that's been passed, like the killing of the electric car and all the other wonderful things that have happened to try to keep the oil companies and other big corporations in business. And I have another thing to say.
Yep.
My husband and I got our first refund check from our expensive health insurance company thanks to Affordable Care.
Yep.
Thank you, Judge Roberts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, Chris, is these real benefits are starting to kick
in.
That and people may not know that's in there, they have to spend X number of dollars on health care.
Exactly.
How about that for an idea?
Right.
Advertising and overhead and all of that. So, and by the way, my fictional bike boyfriend, Harvey.
Mr. Wallbanger.
Please and thank you. From Goldman Sachs, on the bike trip, he was saying... But he was right. We found common ground. He was saying a lot of people don't know what's in this. He said, I just found out that my 24-year-old is on my insurance. And he's like, but I don't need, I can pay for her insurance. I don't need that. I'm like, well, not everyone works at Goldman Sachs.
Exactly.
But he was just saying that a lot of, her friends and whatever, they don't know. They didn't know that was even in there until it kicked in.
Well, that's because all they watch is Fox News.
Yeah. Okay. Anna in Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Anna.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
You look great for being tired.
Oh, sleepy now. Thank you.
Yeah, sleepy. Well, I live in Arizona.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
And
I now have stage 4 kidney disease because I have diabetes and I have been unable to get any kind of insurance for the last 5 years. So my doctor told me basically that, your next step is dialysis, kidney transplant, and death. That's it. Okay,
God.
I'm not going to live till 2014 when I can get insurance. The prescriptions are $600 and $700, and the state of Arizona is doing nothing.
No.
They're taking people they're denying people the ability to get transplants in this state.
No.
My doctor made me sign a denial
and told me to move out of this state to a friendlier place to try to get health care. When I got out of the hospital last week, the denial letter from the state was waiting for me in the mailbox. I'm so pissed, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, and I don't know if you heard me talking about this story, this woman who's also named Stephanie Miller that broke down crying about her sister. And, you know, the right wing makes it into a political talking point. And I don't mean to make you into a human political talking point, because that's our point. There are real human beings that are going to die. If you know, and this is the problem with a lot of the states like Arizona slow walking health care, the Affordable Care Act.
Not
and
even
exchanges.
Slow walking. They're walking it back.
Well, that's what I mean.
I'm 52. Yeah. I'm not even 52. Yeah. I'm not even 52. I have five little grandchildren that I'm never going to see grow up now.
Oh,
you know?
Hannah, I don't know. You know?
Any idea of any decent Democratic states to move to? I mean, hell, we're up to it now.
You're kind of close to California.
I've got an extra bedroom or two. Yeah. I'm actually like, I may have to come get you today because I am.
I know for a fact that Los Angeles is only a six-hour drive from Phoenix.
Yeah. Anna, thanks for sharing your story. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
well,
you.
Well, let's all get together and do something about this.
Yes,
so
that's what we're trying to do.
People like me don't lose their grandchildren.
Yes. All
right.
Anna, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Oi. Okay, I needed probably more sleep for this show. But this is, by the way, I found this story. Because we were just talking about Arizona and like, gee, wonder how in practice this Show Me Your Papers segment of the law is going to play out. U.S. Border Patrol in Arizona detains 96-year-old former Arizona governor who just happens to be Hispanic. Gawker, this is Gawker. Yeah. U.S. Border Patrol agents in Arizona celebrated America's then upcoming birthday in the best way they know how, by being Constitution abusing 96-year-old Raul Castro, who served not only as governor of Arizona, but former U.S. ambassador to several countries.
Sure.
Was on his way to a birthday party last month. He was detained by Border Patrol for an estimated 30 to 45 minutes at a checkpoint 22 miles away from the Mexican border for giving off possible trace levels of radiation, even after being told who Castro was and that the radiation was most likely from a medical procedure that he had received the day before. The Border Patrol insisted that the former governor, who was wearing a suit, leave his air-conditioned car and stand inside a roadside tent in temperatures nearing 100 degrees. After deciding that the well-decorated public servant wasn't some illegal immigrant planning on blowing up Flagstaff, the Border Control let him go. But, I mean, it's just this is the problem with how this is going to play out in practice. And this is Anna's call and other, you know, this woman that broke down in tears with the president. Those are the real human stories that is showing you how it plays out in practice when Republican states slow walk affordable health care. They have stalled. The Supreme Court has ruled on it. And then what's going to happen is the federal government's going to have to take over for them when they're not ready to set up the exchanges, and then they're going to scream big government again.
Exactly.
Because they, yeah. All right. 45 minutes after the... Well, I'm in a state, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Don't...
You're worked up.
...with me on an hour of sleep.
This ain't your first time at the rodeo.
No! 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, God. That feels weird and good all at once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Why must you lash out at me musically when I've had an hour of sleep and I'm jet lagged?
No, this is it takes.
Oh, it's soothing. Yeah,
just you and me.
Uh-huh. Well, because Jim is on a voice job today.
See, there was a reason.
Jim took an extra day of vacation. He'll be back tomorrow.
He's wearing ping pong balls, doing a motion capture thing.
Sure.
Uh huh.
Why can't we make him wear that in just for a little visual entertainment?
If he takes another day off, I'm going to make him.
All right. The good news is Kate and Audra were working. In
they
Minneapolis,
were.
For nothing, they put together a little Mama's Back song for
That's
me.
Right.
Steph's back in town.
Did you hear that Stephanie's back in town? Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephanie's back in town. Stephanie's back in town.
Hooray!
Stephanie's back in town.
Mama's back. Yeah. The Mooks are back.
Well,
one.
Yay!
Stephanie's back in town.
Guess who just got back today? Stephanie and the Mooks, hip hip hooray.
Yeah,
they were off for a week. I took some Xanax and I'm okay. Thought I'd lose my cool, but I held it together.
Hope you all had a good time on holiday.
Yes.
Hope you're well rested and ready to play.
No.
And your bike trip to Italy was okay. Hope you drank lots of wine and drove those young girls crazy.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Woo. Back in town, mom is back in town. The moves are back in town.
Hey.
Steph is back in town.
Thank you, girls. Kate and Audra in Minneapolis. Aww. All right, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, Susan in Washington State. Hey, Suze.
First-time caller, but I just kind of wanted to let you know, I became a Medicare member, I guess, but I'm not a complete member because of my age being 50 and my husband's place of employment having over 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
Our PERA is the lead policy followed by Medicare. Yet the first time I used the policy, and I'm not kidding, the bill came from IMBS out of Plantation, Oregon, Plantation, Florida.
Florida.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I used my policy stating that I was turned to collections. And I'm like, whoa.
What?
But then it gets better. I'm unable to find a psychiatrist, yet we all know depression is quite curable. What happened to me is I was iatrogenically harmed by a medication I took for my Crohn's and rheumatoid arthritis.
Ooh,
and it actually causes a 500% propensity of cancer, yet after numerous MedWatch reports to the FDA, not only by myself but millions of others, there has to be a specific amount of people killed, fatal, whatever, but it causes organ failure.
Aye.
The inventor of this product, of the drug Remicade, was the first of the Me Too money of the monoclonals. And as you know, or maybe you didn't know, the Nobel Peace Prize is not about peace, but the buildup of munitions. And it had always been Stanley Persner's lifelong, since the CIA, to eventually come out with what's called prion bullets and bombs. And so that's what we're using for police, yet it's a black market, so they're using it on us. There's poor souls.
All right, Suze. Okay. You know what? I needed a little more sleep.
She has
no
proof of
turns
any
there.
Of
okay.
That.
And by the way, there was too many big words in that for me. I was like, I was trying to follow. And then I gave up the ghost there.
And the CIA was using it on...
Something.
Okay.
Monocoidals.
Right. There
Look
you
it
go.
Up.
Just
Google
that
it.
By itself.
Google it. Kathleen in Phoenix. We need a Jim for that call.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Jim would have understood.
He's like,
yes. That's right. CIA.
He's still having coffee with Orly Tate, so I don't know what's happening. Kathleen in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kath.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everyone?
Good.
After all that, my head kind of hurts.
I'm confused.
She was filling in for Jim on Conspiracy Corner.
Sure, there you go.
Yeah. Oh,
enjoy.
Oh, okay. Anyway, my point is that you know, we're all legally required to purchase car insurance.
That's right.
And nobody has stepped up or said it's unconstitutional or made a big deal out of it. It's kind of similar.
It's not really the same thing because it's a state requirement for you to buy car insurance. I mean, states can choose not to do it if they don't want
to. Oh, you mean like
to.
In Massachusetts it's a state requirement to buy health insurance like that?
Right. That's a state by this is what conservatives will tell you that car insurance is a state by state thing, but this is a federal thing that crosses state lines. It's completely different
right.
that
Kathleen,
way.
Kathleen, you're right. The theory,
like
I mean, it's the same. And to me, I mean, in practice, it's the same.
In practice,
it's personal responsibility, right?
Right.
Yeah, which is why it was a conservative idea, I guess, or they tried to take credit for it, right?
Yeah, I just don't understand how something that is to benefit people is such a pariah in this day and age. I try to understand, but I just don't.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a liberal, and I'm thinking, like, I don't want to pay for your health care if you go to the emergency room because you don't have, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I will, because, you know, we're human beings, and we're empathetic,
sure.
and we have to do that. But as a society, it makes sense that that's what's going to bankrupt us all.
Yep.
You know, you can't, okay. All right. By the by, the president was talking about the economy and jobs on the campaign trail.
Businesses have created 4.4 million new jobs over the past 28 months. including 500,000 new manufacturing jobs. That's a step in the right direction.
So the jobs report came out again, Chris, and I get it. It was, what, 80,000, so oh, that. But it's like, every time I go back and I look at the bikini graph, and I'm like, okay.
Right direction.
We're still gaining jobs. And then here's the story I love. In 2006, Romney called the same accounting he uses to assess Obama's job records silly.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to this. Well, okay, so he contributes all the job losses to Obama that took place in January 2009, starting then immediately after he was inaugurated. When he was governor of Massachusetts, Romney called that sort of accounting silly. He said, and I quote, "I came in and the jobs had been just like falling off a cliff. And I came in and they kept falling for 11 months. And then we turned around and we're coming back, and that's progress. And if you're going to suggest to me that somehow the day I got elected, somehow jobs should immediately turn around, well, that would be silly."
Silly.
That'd be silly.
Goodness.
It takes a while to get things turned around. We were in a recession. Wait, you can't. It's silly. It's not fair.
Oh, okay. My God.
It's not marvelous. It's silly.
No, no. Only Paul Ryan's budget is marvelous. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, much more on the economy, jobs, lots from the campaign trail.
Yeah.
As we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Damn it, Jim. I'm not a doctor, but I think I'm dying of laughter. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com is the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy. Voice DD Jim Ward, who's being played today by Surly associate producer Rebecca Taylor. He's out on a voice job.
That's right.
But Surly associate producer Rebecca Taylor joins us live in studio. And my very best friend Wanda's friend, or excuse me, daughter, Taylor, who's our intern for the summer. So, you're going to be teaching Taylor to be just as surly as you are. How long will that take?
I already taught her. Are you bitter yet?
Oh, get on the mic. Get closer to the mic. There you go.
Yes. You need to say your insults to me directly into the microphone like Rebecca does.
Okay, there you go.
Hi, precious. How are you? It's my best friend Wanda's daughter, Taylor. Doesn't she look just like me?
Yes.
I'm actually your daughter.
Yeah.
So that's what we decided.
That's what I told her the story is that she was born right about when I was getting my disastrous late-night TV show. And I told her I just gave her to Wanda to raise. I'm like, I don't know. She's too much trouble. Just. And now we had to tell her because she looks just like me.
Yeah.
Secret.
Hi, Taylor. How are you, honey? This is going to be really exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
And your mom and I met like 30 years ago at USC.
And we've known each other forever.
And now you might want to go to USC, right?
I'm going to go to USC. I have to get in
fight
there.
Fight on for all this.
And you want to go into broadcasting?
Yeah, I want to go to Annenberg.
Okay.
That school looks really cool.
Wow.
Very
well, this
cool
is the worst possible place you could intern. But
honestly, right?
Yeah.
I got to take what I can get.
Right, Rebecca?
It's true. Because then it could turn into a job.
Yeah.
The dead-endiest of dead-end jobs.
So, Taylor, do you have any trash you can tell us about Stephanie from your mom?
Oh, God. Oh, years and years of trash.
The weirdest
college
people
trash
you've ever met. No, they were boring in college.
Really?
They didn't do anything. They didn't go to the football games. They didn't go out and do crazy things.
Did they at least date each other? Anything hot?
No. No. Wanda is straight with two kids. I am a big gay. However, I have to tell you, when we were in the bike trip in Italy, everybody's in rooms right next to each other. And, you know, your mom is technologically impaired, like all old people.
Oh, naturally, yes.
Like
no,
me.
No, more
time
than everyone else.
Every time at my house, we're like, what, I don't know, ask Taylor, how does this work? But anyway, she stole your camera, as you know.
Yes.
To take with us, but she didn't know how to charge it. And so she very loudly is in the room going, I don't know which hole it goes in. What hole does it go in? I'm like, would you stop it? People are going to think I forced you into gay slavery to pay for this trip. I don't know what hole it goes in. And I was like, all right, just wait till Taylor shows us how to do it.
Oh, my God.
All right, here's all you need to know. Rebecca hates me with a heat of 1,000 white hot suns.
It's so true. It's not a lie. I hate that bitch.
Right. So that's the sort of respect you need to treat me with here in Captain America's underpants where we work.
Yes.
There you go. Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
All, living the dream here. Here we go. Just we're living the show business dream. This is pretty much it. Wanda actually asked me, how should Taylor dress? I'm like, well, Rebecca's very formal.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She wears a ball gown every day.
So I would wear your prom dress.
Yeah. I was prepared to come in that, yes.
Where is it then?
It's just radio. We've not dressed it up at all for TV,
no,
have
not
we?
At all.
Have not taken the hat off. I just don't care.
When are you getting your boob job for your fans?
Well, she's bigger today for some reason.
I'm wearing a tighter, well, I ate a lot of pizza, and I'm wearing a tighter t-shirt.
She I mean, a lot of salt or something. She's all.
By the way, Taylor's mom, ginormous rack,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
Yeah, I've noticed too. Way to go.
Impressive, really. It only makes me look smaller.
She's like, that's my mom you're talking about.
Oh, here's something else I learned about your mom. She hates kids, except for you guys. Because we were meeting on the bike trip, and some of them are family trips, but for a second we thought there were going to be kids on our trip.
Oh.
And we were both like, I was like, there's children, and Wanda's like, what? Yeah, because no, you and your sister are different.
We're fantastic.
Yeah, you were born like 40. There's something wrong with you. You're much more mature than your mom and I.
Oh, yes.
All right. So anyway, a tragedy was averted. Rebecca, there were no children.
That's good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, there was even a child in front of her on the plane, and she's like...
That's
like,
a long plane
I'm like,
ride,
you
though.
Have kids. How can you possibly hate kids as much as I do? All right. Anyway, all right, now here's the big news you need to know is get out. Both of you, get out now.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Have fun.
Okay. Thanks, Rebecca.
Nice to meet you, Taylor.
Bye, Taylor. Isn't she pretty?
She is.
Okay. She's, yeah. Right?
I know.
Well, we're all together. It so looks like the kids are all right. It looks like that was my egg. And then Tess to Wanda's other, it looks exactly
right.
like her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's straight. And I'm a big gay.
You're a big gay.
Except that I'm, if you haven't been paying it, I have a new fictional bike boyfriend. Harvey.
Oh, weren't there a couple of bike boyfriends?
Yes, Harvey and Jeff. I see now I've forgotten about Jeff. I'm mostly, Harvey is my...
Well, you like him big and beefy.
He's my crush. I know. He's 6'5", 250, works at Goldman Sachs. Why hasn't he called yet? Okay. All right. Oh, I got a love letter, by the way. A love letter and a hate letter. This one from Bill in Minneapolis. More of a perv letter.
Okay.
We'll just call it a love letter.
Great.
Hey, Steph, I wrote a couple of weeks ago to ask you on a date, and I haven't heard back yet. So I'm thinking you might be feeling a little skittish about being a famous smoking hot lesbian seen with a man across from you at your table at the Olive Garden.
Olive Garden?
Do not.
I couldn't even tell you where there's an Olive Garden around here.
Really? Or perhaps you didn't like my suggestion that we include Tina Dupuy and Katrina Vandenhoevel. No problem either way. We don't have to be seen in public together. Just come over to my place. We can split a bag of White Castles and then get busy. And if partying with Katrina and Tina is giving you cold feet, perhaps you could extend the invitation to Orly Tate's and Elvira instead. All right, I've had a lot of invitations to three ways. That is officially the weirdest one yet.
Elvira and Orly Tate's are
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Oh, and this guy.
I think just all the recent guests are just mashing together in his pervy head.
Oh, dear.
Elvira, sweet baby Jesus, just imagine playing with the crowd on that balcony. Okay. All right. Getting
That's
excited.
A euphemism.
Getting excited. Bill and me.
What? That's a euphemism I've never heard before.
Getting excited for the three-way with me and Elvira and Orly Tate. By the way, Orly Tate's my new BFF.
Have you still...
No, we email back and forth.
Still?
Yeah. Oh, you know what she did? That cursed right-wingers.
Oh,
you know what she did to me? She went to my soft spot. She sent me a picture of a rescue St. Bernard puppy. Two giant dogs and I live alone, and I was like, huh? Yeah, and I actually called about it. I was like, because she said, I thought you might, let me finish. You might want this. There's a shelter. Look at this dog.
You are falling in love with her. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She
went right for my weak spot, animal rescue. You see what she did there? And now she's going to want to come back in and talk about some crazy conspiracy.
And
thing.
You're going to let her.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's my bag, baby. Oh. I let women walk all over me. All right. And now now I feel back to normal. I got my hate letter.
Okay.
I don't know what
do you need hate music?
Sure,
all
why
right.
not? This is from Hugh.
Hugh.
Mm-hmm. How do I get a hate letter on vacation? I wasn't even here to annoy him. I don't know what I did, but Miller.
Maybe he watched you on his DVR or something.
Oh. This is stored up hatred, much like you have from working with me
yes.
for 15
years. Or maybe he subscribes to the podcast and finally listened to it.
Oh, thank you, Hugh. $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Miller. See, that never goes
no.
well. That doesn't.
No.
Why are you such an idiot? If I knew, would I tell you?
No.
It's really sad and embarrassing how you liberal bedwetters, I'm a lot of things. I'm almost certain I wet my bed in at least a week.
50 years.
Sure. continue to be brainwashed by your worthless president. Why can't you clowns form a coherent thought on your own? Oh, wait, of course you can't, because you liberal bedwetters, repetition, sure. Always fun,
yeah.
Are mindless robots programmed by your worthless president. He can be a little repetitive. He could have come up with some different insults.
Yeah.
I'm still a bedwetter. President's still worthless. Okay.
Fine.
You are exactly what this country needs less of. Another worthless, brainwashed, irrelevant liberal. What did you get when you... Oh, this is a joke. Hang on, I'm sorry. This is his big closer.
Oh,
I'm sorry, it's a Hugh.
It's a riddle?
It's a Hugh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I screwed up your big signature piece. Your big closer. This is like Hal's T-Rex bit, I guess. It's a big closing joke. Except that bit's really funny.
Funny,
okay.
And this isn't.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
See, liberals, right? What do you get when you offer a liberal a penny for his thoughts? Change. Oh, because the president's campaign slogan is
hope and change.
Keep up the good work, moron. Which I have to give it to him, was spelled correctly.
Wasn't Moran?
Yeah. Okay. This Moran apparently has a brain.
Oh, well, there you go.
Thank you. I will keep up the good work.
Good Lord.
All right. Oh, it's another entry from our, I've been over being fancy in Europe. Buongiorno.
You're fancy and dancy.
And this is another story about food in America that could go on thisiswhyyourefat.com.
Okay.
Slater's, do you know this place? Southern California, a burger chain?
I've never heard of it. I heard about the story, and I'm like, I've never...
You're going to love this.
It ain't no Tommy's. It ain't no In-N-Out.
You're going to love it. Yeah. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
Absolutely.
They have a America burger.
Spelled apostrophe
yes,
M-E-R.
Yes. They drop the A because it's real. It's Merkin.
It's Merkin.
This is Merkin. It's not like that.
No.
It's 100% ground bacon topped with a strip of bacon,
no.
Bacon Island dressing, bacon cheddar cheese, and for the hell of it, a fried egg on top.
No.
As Gawker points out, it'll only be available during the month of July because, let's face it, all of Slater's patrons will be dead by August.
Well.
Because they will be eating the Martha Burger.
No, no, I would not like that.
I told you my ugly American story. Here's what I learned the first night out in Italy. Don't ask for salad dressing. You don't... Get olive oil and vinegar. That's it.
They dress.
I was like, there ain't nothing on this salad. Don't you got none of that creamy Italian?
The chef dresses
Where's the
salad.
Where's the wishbone?
The chef dresses the salad the
Even
way the
liberal,
chef wants it dressed.
Yeah.
And you
Even
do not mess with it.
A liberal becomes an ugly American in Europe.
God.
I don't. This salad's dry.
I want ranch dressing.
You got Roquefort or Russian or something?
I want to dip my pizza crust in ranch dressing. Pour ranch dressing all over everything.
Oh, boy. I told you about my pizza orgasm. I had a pizza orgasm. I don't even know what it is. The dough, sauce.
They use quality ingredients.
I'm having pizza orgasm flashbacks.
They don't use ragu pizza sauce. They use fresh ingredients.
Is that the key? Who knew?
They use mozzarella cheese that was just inside the buffalo yesterday.
Oh, yeah. All right. Whatever it was, delicious. Pasta, better. Now, that's al dente.
Yes.
Or amore or something. I'm tired now. 18. Time is it here? 18
Good
minutes
God.
After the hour.
You're still 9 hours ahead, aren't you?
18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ow. I just snarfed oatmeal out my nose. It must be the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Back from my little bike tour of Italy. And Mittens, back from his tour.
The Romney campaign bus, the Etch a Sketch Express.
Wow, a magical Etch a Sketch tour. A step right this way, my friend.
Hi, how are you?
Mitt Romney rolled out more DOP big guns today on his bus tour.
If we want to get rid of Obamacare, we're going to have to replace President Obama.
Got it just to be.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you guys.
For the nominee.
first day, I will act to repeal Obamacare.
Rocky Mountain Louise Mike. All right, that was funny. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Okay, so by the by, in a really pathetic career of flip-flops, last week was the flip-floppiest.
Uh-huh.
So let's see. First, Etch-a-Sketchy advisor Eric Firmstrom says Romney thinks the mandate
is a tax.
Is it? Yes, right. No, and is not a tax.
It's not a tax.
And then Romney said, yes,
it is
a tax because the Supreme Court says it so. So there. And that's not inconsistent in any way because...
I guess we're as confused as the Romney campaign is about it.
Yeah, I was reading the CNN thing on it. As Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney imposed a penalty on people who could afford health insurance but chose to go without it. As a Republican candidate, Romney opposes the federal health care law that does... the same thing.
Yep.
Last week, Romney's top campaign advisor said the federal penalty for refusing to get health coverage was exactly that, a fine, not a tax. This week, Romney said it is a tax because the Supreme Court opinion declares it a tax. Confused? So's the Romney campaign, apparently. That was pretty much the story, in case you missed it.
Yeah.
He went on. I love when he tries to clarify things. It just makes it worse. He said he disagreed with the majority opinion of the court, but said the decision affirmed that Obama had broken a promise not to impose more taxes on the middle class. And then on Monday, Firmstrom said Romney didn't believe the mandate was a tax. 2 days later, at a 4th of July event, Romney said the Supreme Court ruled the mandate is a tax and it had the final word. But he also said of a similar provision in Massachusetts, where he signed a similar health care reform measure into law, the mandate wasn't so much a tax as a penalty.
Right. You only have to pay this thing if you don't get health insurance. So it's not a tax on the entire middle class.
Right.
That was a lie that Romney just told.
Right. Okay. David Axelrod on the campaign trail.
This is the most secretive candidate since Richard Nixon. And they're trying to turn the clock back 50 years on transparency and disclosure.
Yeah, I'd like to know about that IRA that's worth $100 million.
That's a lot of cash that came across very quickly.
Haley Barbour, Romney surrogate on Face the Nation.
Mitt Romney also has to give people something to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is more a matter of timing. I think right now Romney is smart to wait before he starts laying out proposal after proposal, but he ultimately will.
Sure, sure. Like Rude Pundit told us earlier, he has a 59-point plan.
Yeah.
That's basically all the same that Bush did.
Yep.
Yes, they got us here in the first place.
So you want that? Go for it.
All right, Tim Paulin, T-Paw.
T-Paw.
Miss the sizzle. Miss the magic.
Uh-huh.
The most important quality in selecting a vice presidential candidate is somebody who's ready to be president on day one.
Okay. Bobby in California.
That didn't sound ready.
Hey, Bobby, welcome. Hey, Bobby. Good.
How you doing, Kev? How you doing? How was your trip?
It was great.
Okay, cool. Anyway, I'd like to just say I've been a diabetic since I was 9 years old, and I couldn't get no insurance until this Health Care Act passed, you know, because of a pre-existing condition and stuff like that. So they need to just keep that alone. They just need to leave it alone.
Yep.
And I just... want to say something about Romney. I just laugh at the dude because every time I look at that guy, it's like having a flashback when I used to watch The Dating Game. It's like looking at Chuck Woolery. He looks just like Chuck Woolery. I mean, he's just a joke. You know what I mean? Everything he says is just unbelievably stupid.
You expect him to say, we'll be back in 2 and 2.
In 2 and 2.
Yeah.
Maybe he will say that in the debate. Linda in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just, first-time caller.
Thank you.
And a few weeks back, I heard on a news cycle, and never heard it again, by the way, that Romney cannot pledge allegiance to our flag or anything except his own church.
Oh, I don't think that's true at all.
I don't think that's true.
No?
No.
And I only heard it once and never heard it again.
That's probably why you only heard it once.
Look, I just channeled John McCain. No, ma'am. He's not an Arab. He's a good, God-fearing... What? All right. Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing. It's the same kind of bigotry.
Well, yeah. But when, you know, the Mormon Church keeps a lot of secrets, you have to wonder about said secrets. Oh, sorry.
Okay. I'm the one that's on, like, elite time, and you're breaking a minute early. You thought I didn't hear that, did you? You thought I'm going deaf and I couldn't hear you playing break music.
You gave me a panicked look, like, why aren't you playing the music? And that's what I did.
No, I wasn't. Tammy, I was giving you a panic look like I don't know where I am. Who I am. Tammy in San Antonio. Hey, Tammy.
Hi. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.
Lived in Italy for 3 years.
Awesome.
I want to be the Stephanie Miller's Ying to Billy in Texas Yang.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me explain it to Billy about health care.
About 30 seconds.
Obamacare. Texas pays 40% of Medicaid. Under Obamacare, we get 10% after the 4 years. 10%. That's 30% tax savings to the Texas citizen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nope. Exactly. Good description. All right. Now we break. 29 minutes after the hour. The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, hey! Are you ready to get rowdy?
Are you ready to fall down on the floor from exhaustion?
That's me. Okay. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Look at this. You know I'll do anything when people send me a picture of their dog.
Yep.
Tammy writes, please say hi to this handsome, romantic Great Pyrenees. Hi, Steph. This is Boulder. He's handsome, he's romantic, and he loves your show. Look, he's watching. We've gotten every species. We've gotten the screen capture of every species watching the TV show
now, haven't we?
Could you please tell Monier that he is handsome and romantic? Also, could you please do this in your most ridiculous voice possible? Oh, wasn't that it?
No, that was it.
Okay. He'd be so handy. Oh, also please inform John Fugelsang that he is hot, painfully hot, absurd how smarty pants hot he is. Please tell John he's handsome and romantic in your silly voice, too. He was handsome and romantic and did an excellent job filling in, I understand.
Yes, he did. And we thank him for it.
He's a handsome man. Okay. Let's go to Rita in Akron. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rita.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I called to also state that in Ohio, they also require that you have proof of identity or your driver's license or whatever to vote.
Right. Yeah.
And also another thing that I wanted to talk about was recently in a major newspaper here in Akron, Ohio, they showed labor camps or man camps, as they call them.
Man camps?
Man camps. That's their nickname. They're going to be building those. They don't have any built here yet, but they're for the gas industry so that they can have places for the temporary workers or what I like to jokingly call the internal outsourcing of the people that they'll start bringing into the area instead of hiring local people, the people that the companies like to hire and then turn over to our privatized prisons after they get finished using them up for a while.
Yep. I don't know why. I pictured Marcus Bachman. What?
Man
camps?
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay.
Huh. Hey, last week was a big week. Anderson Cooper came out. Barney Frank with his longtime partner.
Yep.
First congressman ever in a same-sex ceremony.
Yep.
He's Barney Frank, 72. His, now husband, 42. 30 years.
You go, Barney.
Maybe that was my problem. Not young enough. That's what I need. I need true elder care. I'm a toddler of some sort. I hope you wish them well. Hey, what? Tom Cruise and Katie, what's that about? What do you think that could be about?
Someone freed Katie. Someone helped her.
Tom and Katie, no.
Someone helped her.
I always pictured her voice as being like the fly.
Uh-huh.
She's very low on her cell phone.
And she lawyered up big time, and it's a fight.
Everybody that I was with on the strip said the exact same thing when the news broke. They're like, oh, contract's up.
Yep.
Oh, come on. What kind of hopeless romantics are you? Lori in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lori.
Hi, from Chicagoland's number one hot sexy socialist, Moomoo. Deep Woo-hoo. Thoughts and observations regarding Mitt not wanting to release his tax returns. Mm. In this day and age, as much as we don't like it, when we are applying for a job, you have to sign on that little I agree box, you know, that they can do a background check and they do a financial background check on you as well.
Right.
Why not the same standards for Mitt?
Yeah, you would think. I mean, we've had the same transparency, Lori, for how many years? Even his father.
Exactly. Yeah. We have to do it now if we want a job. We are hiring him. You know, he's going to be our employee. I want the information. I want the financials.
You know, Lori, I saw, speaking of his father, did you see this? I don't know if it was LA Times, New York Times, or maybe it was Funicula.
Funicula.
Right, maybe the Italian newspaper, but it's about how his dad marched, you know, on the front lines of the civil rights movement, and it's just sort of ironic that
exactly.
Romney, you know, is running against our first black president, and he's just completely silent on all of that,
yep.
You know.
Exactly. But, you know, if we have to do it if we want a job, he's got to do the same.
Yep, exactly. And by the way, he doesn't cut people like Ted Nugent that say things like the South. It would have been better if the South won the war. He didn't say anything.
Nope.
And he actively sought his endorsement.
Absolutely.
Sue in Rockville, Maryland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sue.
Hi. Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you.
One question, Steph. Did you eat gelato every day, please?
Yes. Okay. Just about.
Then I know you're. The box wine you could forego as long as you have the gelato.
Sue, that's why her boobs are bigger.
Yes. Yes. They are fueled by gelato and pizza.
What could be better?
Day, we had one last day in Rome. We did like a three-hour walk. We did the Vatican and the...
A three-hour tour?
Yeah, the Colosseum and everything. And literally, like, you have gelato and then you walk three blocks and you're like, oh, that gelato looks better. Why did we get that? Oh, well, now we got to try this.
Really, 12 days in Italy, we ate gelato like 20 times.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yep.
But listen, you guys come back and you're so on. And anytime you want to take a break this summer, I just want to give you the news in advance.
Yes.
So you can go away for another week and enjoy yourselves. Okay. When you come back, you will see in the week you're away, Romney will flip-flop.
Yes.
Chris Christie will blow up at somebody.
Yeah.
Alan West will say something incredibly hateful and vile.
Check.
And Joe Walsh will still be a douchebag.
Yes. Thank you. I didn't miss anything. Yeah. What was the Christie thing? I saw a clip.
Oh, he yelled at somebody on the boardwalk in Atlantic City or something.
Why do they think just basic rudeness is somehow refreshing, Sue? I don't get it.
How does he have the temperament to be anything but a clown?
Yeah. I was in Italy, and he is like a character from The Sopranos. He's just like, hey, what did I say? Off topic. Boom.
Hey, leave,
idiot.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
There you go. Thank you, Sue. Yeah, that's what he said. He calls the guy an idiot. Boom, and we're done here.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, oh, that was so courageous.
No,
no,
it was
you're just being a
douche.
Rude douche. Exactly. Thank you. We almost collided. I'm sorry.
Yes. Well,
almost got my douche in yours. I apologize. Hey, look, the auto industry is poised for the strongest sales since 2007. That was Mitt Romney's idea, as you remember. The auto rescue.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
On pace to sell more than 14 million cars and trucks in 2012. That would be the industry's best sales year since 2007. You would think we could have a bipartisan Proud to Be American moment, wouldn't you?
You think?
My vacation with the Wall Street fat cats who called me a communist all week? I thought in honor of Rodney King we could all just get along. But I'm guessing we can't. I'm guessing Mitt Romney will not applaud that and say, thank you, Mr. President.
Did they really?
Thank you for saving the auto industry and all of those jobs and making us number one again in the world.
Did they really call you communist?
It was a joke.
Okay.
Okay.
What'd you call them back? Did you call them something bad?
Well, Gecko, as in Gordon Gecko.
All right. Did they look like typical oily?
No, they were delightful.
Okay.
All right. The president on the economy.
We've got to grow the economy even faster. And we've got to put even more people back to work.
Yeah, just saying, Bikini Gruff. Okay, just saying. I mean, I don't think I'm blocking it out, Chris. I do not remember news coverage when we were losing 700,000, 800,000 jobs a month.
No.
You would have thought that newscasters could just be screaming and it would have been warranted. And now, when we add $80,000 a month, well, it's the worst disaster ever.
Right. At that time, Lehman Brothers was also going under, and that kind of took all of the air out of the news cycle.
Right, exactly. Okay, Mittens.
We have seen the jobs report this morning, and it is another kick in the gut to middle-class families.
Oh, that was him taking a break from his vacation at one of his many vacation homes to talk about how very, very much he feels the middle class.
His vacation mansion on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yes. Okay.
Where he was what? Riding?
Riding bitch.
On a jet ski.
On a jet ski, according to Rude Pundit.
Yep.
Meaning his wife was driving. I didn't say it. Mittens.
My plan calls for action that will get America working again and create good jobs, both near-term and long-term. It includes finally taking advantage of our energy resources, building the Keystone Pipeline.
Mm, with your own hands, remember? Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Why did he take a vacation when he had promised to build it with his own hands? Okay.
Just saying.
Okay, Mittens.
You're going to see the growth of the economy pick up at 4% or better, and you're going to get America within 4 years to about a 6% unemployment rate.
Oh.
And after that, I see it getting better and better.
Oh, really? Oh, I see. Because Rude Pundit read his 59-point plan? Let me save you the time. Same that George Bush did. All the same stuff.
Yeah, all the same
stuff.
Roll
back everything Obama did. All the same stuff again.
That got us into this situation in the first place. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bikini graph. Okay, Mitt Romney.
Their prediction was unemployment would be at 5.6% now. Instead, it's 8.2%. Millions and millions of families are struggling and suffering because the president's policies have not worked for them.
I love when Mittens tries to act empathetic.
Yeah.
By the way, how is his dressage horse doing? When did the London Olympics start when? Rafalka?
I think they start in a few weeks.
Rocky Mountain Mike points out that Rafalka has more, three times as many Twitter followers as Rocky Mountain Mike does. However, his latest is ripping up the Twitterverse, I'm told. Retweeted this?
Yes.
Rafalka, not aware that we are not Romney fans, I guess.
I am not
Rafalka.
One of your fans!
Rafalka Romney has a great Twitter feed. You should follow it.
Yes, it is. It's great.
Yeah.
But I think they thought that was like a tribute of some sort and not the underhand snark that we're known for here at the Stephanie Miller Show. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, Celebrity Stack, as we conclude the final segment of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right, back at full strength tomorrow, Jim Ward, Voice TV, will be back with us. David Schuster, the most interesting man in the world from Current TV, will join us tomorrow on the big show.
And Charlie Pierce.
Yeah, our Tuesday pal. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Uh-oh. All right, I might have, I thought I gave Ted Nugent the right-wing douchebag hyperbole award.
Yeah.
For saying the health care Supreme Court decision means that the South should have won the Civil War.
Right.
Would have been better. Something. Okay. Rand Paul compares the SCOTUS decision upholding Obamacare to pro-slavery Dred Scott decision.
Oh.
This is a guy that thinks that you should go ahead and be black outside the lunch counter.
Yeah.
So people don't get secondhand blackness. That makes them uncomfortable in some way. Okay. He wrote, think of how our country would look now had the Supreme Court not changed its view of what's constitutional. Think of 1857. When the court handed down the outrageous, I tell you, Dred Scott decision, which said African Americans were not citizens. Oh, I see. Now he's a civil rights crusader,
yeah.
Rand Paul? Oh. Think of the separate but equal doctrine in Plessy versus Ferguson, which the court later repudiated in Brown versus Board of Education. He's still having a little bit of a hissy fit.
Yeah.
He's still like a right-wing toddler spinning on his back in the Walmart parking lot, isn't he? Over the whole health care.
Uh-huh.
No. Supreme Court, you're not the boss of us. Just because you say doesn't mean it's constitutional.
Well, libertarians like him are often simplistic and infantile.
You think so?
Yeah. They don't understand that the world really doesn't work the way they want it to work.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. Because I am.
A helper.
I was going to say psychic, but okay.
Gay.
Stop it! No!
What?
That has nothing to do with this.
Well, you left that wide open. I don't know.
We're both so tired.
I
think you normally say drunk, which is also
drunk.
True.
Okay.
However, because we look at, we're forward thinking. Forward.
Forward.
Yeah. We know what's going to be on Fox tonight. What the fuck? I can just tell you right now, and it will be that Obama killed this poor woman that owns a restaurant. That's what's...
Oh.
This poor woman met President Obama. He stopped at her restaurant in Akron, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
She served him breakfast. Shortly afterward, she died of a heart attack. Her sister said, I'm sure this was her highlight. She loved Obama. But tonight on Fox, the president gave this woman a heart. This is what Obamacare has done already. That's what it'll be. And by the way, in an FYI, he called the family to...
He did.
Which is classy.
Yes, it is. I don't think Mitt Romney would have done that.
This will be, I'm guessing, somewhere on Fox will be a Hitler reference tonight. President Obama suggests turning off Fox News at a campaign bar stop. It was a joke. I'm guessing that'll be lost on Fox News. He stopped at Ziggy's Restaurant and Pub in Amherst, Ohio. He thanked the group for their support. One of them gestured to the TV and said, you're in a building that has Fox News on. The president said he suggested that they asked for it to be changed. The customer's always right, he said, which is, it's kind of a little joke. But see, on Fox News tonight, that'll be the president.
Have you...
trying to have Fox News shut down because he is exactly like Hitler.
Have you noticed that everyone at Fox News can get a little bit tetchy about any kind of criticism lobbed their way and anytime.
Right. Well, that's because they need all that time to cover the phone hacking scandal. Not really.
Shoot.
All right. Oh, don't you love when this comes back to bite them in the arse? Louisiana Republican, when I voted for state funds to go to religious schools, I didn't mean Muslim ones.
Oh, this was awesome.
Oh, she's precious.
Oh, bless her heart.
Representative Valerie Hodges, please and thank you, Republican Watson. So Bobby Jindal had pushed for a voucher program that would allow state funds to be used to pay for religious schools. It's unconstitutional. It's a way to use taxpayer money to fund someone's faith. It was a bad idea to start with.
Exactly.
Now that one of the state legislators just made a shocking discovery, Christianity isn't the only religion. She had no idea that his overhaul of state educational system might mean the taxpayer support of Muslim schools.
Right. Constitutionally, it would have to.
Right. She made the mistake of saying out loud what most conservatives only say to themselves when they say they want religious freedom. They're referring to their own faith.
Only their own faith.
And screw is the rest of us all.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. Okay. All right. Well, here's where we knew there was trouble in paradise, in Katie and Tom land.
Oh, yeah.
Katie Holmes fired Tom Cruise's daughter right before the divorce.
Isabella.
Filing.
Yeah.
Isabella. His daughter with Nicole Kidman.
Adopted daughter.
She
yes.
dismissed her from her duties at the clothing brand Holmes and Yang. She was fired out of the blue, and once Katie filed for divorce, it all made sense. This was a carefully planned ambush. Can I just say that seems suppressive and glib to me? A little bit.
Katie has been planning this for a really long... Everything has been done
so
carefully. You're absolutely right. This has been planned for 3 years, and now she's putting it into motion.
What's one of our biggest job hazards here at the Stephanie Miller Show?
Dodging
celebutards driving the wrong way on the 101 when we're going into work
at stupid o'clock.
Yeah. Now Justin Bieber adds to the list.
Oh, God.
Justin Bieber was given a speeding ticket Friday morning. He was pulled over for doing 100 miles an hour on the 101, which we take to work. Why? He was driving a Fisker Karma sports car.
And have you seen pictures
of this
car?
I don't speak car like Jim does, but it is a hybrid powered sports car made in Finland worth $100,000.
Have you seen pictures of this car?
No.
It's a shiny stainless steel. It's really hard to miss.
Yeah.
You know that it's Justin Bieber's car because of the sun glaring off of it.
I'm not a parent, but could the problem perhaps be giving an 18-year-old a $100,000 car that 0 to 60 in, I don't know, a nanosecond or something. I don't.
Justin Bieber's become quite the douche as of late. Seriously.
I don't have the fever.
Yeah, no.
I'm not endowed
never
with
had
the fever.
Never had the fever, but the fever. He's been talking back to his elders lately.
Oh, I love this story. So that guy broke into Diddy's house again.
Again.
Gawker, it's crazy person who broke into Diddy's home only has bitchy things to say about it. A Queens man who broke
Did
into...
Did he take to Twitter to...
He broke into Diddy's East Hampton house again.
Again.
Tried on his clothes, drank his whatever.
Courvoisier.
Something.
I don't know.
That rich rap guys drink. And he's been charged with trespassing, and then he wrote a review on Yelp.
Really?
He gave an informal review to his stay at Chateau Diddy, which he broke into. From some examples, I got a good night's sleep, but it's not anything too special. You know, apparently he's broken into a lot of East Hampton homes that are better.
Well, then.
It's just like a three-bedroom.
Whatever.
I stay there a lot, but Sean gets funny sometimes about me staying there.
You think?
Right? He was previously arrested for breaking in 2001. Oh, on his scheduling, he said, I was actually hoping to stay like 15 to 17 days. He was arrested after 24 hours. And that's just rude of Diddy. Just rude, not looking at his scheduling needs at all. All right, Tony in Illinois real quick on Representative Walsh, Joe Walsh. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Steph. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
You do.
I love your show and your handsome guys in the studio with you.
They're handsome and romantic.
All right, listen, I'm a veteran, okay? And I am outraged about what he said about Lieutenant Colonel Tammy Duckworth.
Yeah, well, everybody
is. I mean, listen, the only way a Republican, the only way these guys in the Republican Party would put on a uniform and go serve as if he paid him $1 million ahead of time.
Yep, exactly. Well said. All right, that's it for us. Don't forget David Schuster tomorrow, Charlie Pearson, back to full strength with voice deity Jim Ward.
Yep.
That's it for us. I'd like to thank Chris LeBoy, Rebecca Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.